A legal victory for the Bush administration today in the case of Jose Padilla. The Fourth Circuit Appeals Court in Richmond ruled that American citizens may be held as enemy combatants even if they are arrested on U.S. soil. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
Since soon after Jose Padilla was arrested at Chicago's O'Hare Airport in 2002, courts have disagreed over whether he can be held without charges. Administration officials accused the former gang member of training with Al-Qaeda and planning to carry out a terrorist attack in the U.S. A judge in South Carolina said, "Prove it in court. Charge Padilla or release him." Today, three federal appeals court judges overturned that ruling. Judge Michael Luttig wrote the opinion. His name has been suggested as a potential Supreme Court nominee to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. In the ruling, Luttig said the case is about whether the president can militarily detain an American citizen with close ties to Al-Qaeda who comes to the U.S. planning to wage war. Luttig said the president does have that authority. Congress gave it to him when it authorized the president to use military force after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Still, Luttig mentions in a footnote that the authority may only last as long as the U.S. keeps fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Padilla's attorney, Andrew Patel, says this decision should worry all Americans.
In this country, we have a constitution. Prior to today, we thought guaranteed American citizens certain rights. But after today, we can't really be sure of that because some of those rights now appear to be optional.
The Justice Department would not speak on tape about the case, but in a press release, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said, "The authority to detain enemy combatants like Jose Padilla plays an important role in protecting American citizens from the very kind of savage attack that took place almost 4 years ago to the day." Padilla's attorneys plan to appeal this ruling. It could go to the full appeals court and then to the Supreme Court. The High Court has already heard a case similar to this one, involving a man named Yasser Hamdi. Like Padilla, Hamdi was a U.S. citizen who was declared an enemy combatant. But unlike Padilla, Hamdi was arrested overseas. In that case, the justices said U.S. citizens can be held as enemy combatants, but they have a right to challenge that designation in court. When Yasser Hamdi challenged his detention, federal officials said he was no longer a threat, and they returned him to his family in Saudi Arabia. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.